For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, January the 21st. We're going to talk about food today. Many of us take food for granted, but there is a segment of our population who do not know from one day to the next where their meal is coming from. Scott Gordon is with us. Scott is a communication coordinator for Food Bank for Central Missouri and Northeast Missouri. Welcome to Radio Friends, Scott.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure.
What I said really is true. There's a segment of the population, and how big of a segment is that, that do not know where their next meal is coming from?
It's growing. It's a very, very much a moving target, Paul. That's safe to say 1 in 5.
20% of the people.
And that's probably conservative.
In our area.
In our service area.
In Central Missouri.
Yes.
20% of the people in Central Missouri do not know where their next meal
is coming from. Well, they are food insecure. They may not be exactly, you know, not know where their next meal comes from every day, but they have periods in their month particularly. You've heard the old adage, you know, too much month at the end of the money. These people have very limited resources, so there is a lot of too much month before the end of their money.
Yeah.
So the 1 in 5, 1 in 6, and that's a little bit ahead of the national trend, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to just review briefly. You've got a special event that's going on
Correct. Right
now, which we're going to talk about in a second. But last year, can you give me an idea of how many people you served last
year? Absolutely. Last year, let's back up. 16% of the people in our service area experience food insecurity. That's an actual stat. So it's just under 20%. It probably is closer to the 20% now. Last year, we had, for instance, our Buddy Pack program, which serves children who are food insecure over the weekend. Mm-hmm. With a pack of food, we had 145% increase from the previous year. The increase in Buddy Pack programs here in Columbia, 600%.
My goodness.
So that gives you an idea.
Now, if people think about helping the food bank, the best way that you can help the food bank is by donating money.
Because
you can buy food so much more inexpensively than we can buy food and bring it to you.
Correct. That is exactly right. And we do appreciate the folks who buy, you know, canned goods or other non-perishables and drop them into the buckets like at your grocery store, or bring them by the food bank itself on Vandiver. But honestly, you know, cash is king. We can stretch a dollar farther than most people, thanks to our relationship with Feeding America, which I'm sure you probably have heard at least, a giant consortium nationwide. Mm-hmm. That actually arranges for either donations or very inexpensive purchases of food in bulk.
Okay. Now, you're having a fundraiser. It started last Friday.
Correct.
And it runs until?
Runs until the 27th of January.
And what is it?
It is Mid-Missouri Restaurant Week, Paul, and it's an opportunity for people to go out and actually eat a nice meal at one of our participating Mid-Missouri restaurants, and a portion, up to 3% of their dinner tab, goes straight to the food bank.
Okay, you want to list those restaurants?
Absolutely. The University Club of MU, the Heidelberg, Honey Baked Ham, Le Bourgeois, the winery, Room 38, three locations of Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken,
okay.
New York Deli, the Bread Basket Cafe, Blue Restaurant and Wine Bar, Angelo Steak, and we just today added Grand Cru Restaurant.
Okay. So anytime between last Friday and the 27th of January.
Correct.
Do you eat at any of those establishments? They are giving a portion of your bill to the food bank.
Right, up to 3%. And it varies, you know, each restaurant can decide whether it's 1% or 3%, or some, you know, give more than that.
Yeah. So how much are you hoping that you will raise with this?
Buku. we don't really want to say an exact figure, but...
You're hoping that you'll raise thousands of dollars.
Yes, thousands of dollars. And again, going back to, as you pointed out, a dollar turns over many, many times in our hands.
Yeah. So. Okay. So the thing to keep in mind is... The food bank in central Missouri, not just central Missouri, but northeastern Missouri. How many different counties do you serve?
28 counties, basically from the Iowa line, north of Kirksville, all the way to the Lake of the Ozarks, and from Hannibal across the state to Sedalia. So that upper, it's 18% of the state of Missouri is our territory.
So how are you able to serve all of these counties?
We are actually serve as the grocery store for the local food pantries, who are our local agencies, which can range from everything from churches to civic organizations. We actually have a number of outlets through elementary schools and middle schools through the Buddy Pack program.
Okay. Another special event you have coming up is Saturday, February 23rd. That's
correct.
About a month away from now.
Right.
And it's called Table Scraps?
Table Scraps. It's
and
a scrapbooking
that?
Event. And we have the guru of scrapbooking, Susan Neal from MyIQ, who is kind of the Babe Ruth of scrapbooking, which is huge. I mean, it's amazing. An all-day event. The tickets are on sale for $100. That includes two meals, and we're not talking about a bologna sandwich here. They're both catered, beautiful meals, a really nice goodie bag, and sessions of scrapbooking and card making, including the chance to work one-on-one with Susan Neal.
Okay, and the proceeds from this go to
Buddy Packs.
Okay, to Buddy Packs.
Yes.
So you got Buddy Pack 2013 school year. This is the seventh year, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
And I'm looking. I'm kind of cheating because I see
That's
your
fine.
Budget is $1,169,820.
That was the last budget.
That
yes.
was last year's
mm-hmm,
budget.
Yep.
Single yearly cost per child is about $180.
$180 for 50 cents a day, Paul. You know, someone can donate 50 cents a day throughout the whole year, and through the school year, a child will have weekend food security. A lot of the children go home to an empty house and an empty refrigerator. I mean, you remember when you were a youngster coming home from school, first thing you go to, the refrigerator.
Well, my mom would always have some cookies or a
exactly,
piece of cake
exactly.
and ice cold milk for me.
That's a dream for a lot of these kids, unfortunately. And the Buddy Pack program is near and dear to my heart, and everybody's there.
What's the telephone number for the food bank?
The telephone number is 573-474-1020.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Pleasure to have you here, and continued success.
Thank you, Paul.
Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Elizabeth Hayden, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We're going to do magic on the show tomorrow. Try to have 10 playing cards with you, 5 red and 5 black, and you can play along with us. Bye-bye.